To politics in Tasmania now, the Tasmanian Liberals are accusing the Greens of trying to pressure them into a power-sharing deal. The Greens have announced that they'll support a minority Labor government unless the Liberals do a deal with them. The Labor leader, though, went to Government House yesterday to advise the Governor that the Liberals should form a minority government. The Governor has 6 days to decide if he'll endorse the Liberals or tell Labor to continue on in power. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
It's been more than 2 weeks since the state election and Tasmanians still don't know who will govern them. Labor and the Liberals have won 10 seats each and the Greens are holding the remaining 5. This means there is now a hung parliament and no party has a clear mandate to govern. Caretaker Premier David Bartlett stuck to his election promise yesterday when he went to Parliament House to advise the Governor that the Liberals should govern in minority because they won more votes. The Governor then summoned the Liberal leader Will Hodgman to his residence. Mr Hodgman left the meeting with a smile on his face, but wouldn't confirm if he'll be the next Premier of Tasmania. Then, late last night, the Greens decided to flex their muscles. Their leader, Nick McKim, announced the Greens would support Labor.
What we've decided is that we will offer confidence to the incumbent government, except in the event of gross malfeasance or corruption, and that that commitment will last until there is a negotiated arrangement finalised between two of the three political parties represented in the House of Assembly.
Mr McKim, why have the Greens waited until now to declare your support for Labor?
We made the decision yesterday and we've declared our support after we made that decision.
If the Governor goes ahead and takes Mr Bartlett's advice and Will Hodgman is a Premier in a minority government, will the Greens then call a no-confidence motion on the floor of the Parliament?
I'm not prepared to speculate on what the Governor might do, and I'm not going to hypothesise about what might occur in that event.
But you've said that the Greens will support Labor. What will you do if the Governor installs a minority Liberal government?
As I said, I'm not prepared to speculate about what the Governor might do, and I'm not going to hypothesise about what we might do in that event.
Are the Greens simply trying to force the Liberal Party into an agreement with your party?
What we are doing is making decisions in the best interests of stable government in Tasmania. That's been a priority for us right through the election campaign and beyond. We still would prefer a negotiated arrangement. However, you can't make people negotiate with you. Neither Labor nor Liberal have entered into negotiations with us, and on that basis, we've taken the next most stable option for Tasmania.
The Liberal leader wouldn't speak to the media today, but his press secretary, Brad Stansfield, says the Greens are trying to blackmail the Liberals into doing a deal. The Liberals say they are sticking to their election promise and won't be doing any deal with the Greens. The Labor leader isn't commenting on the Greens' offer of support, but the Tasmanian political analyst, Professor Richard Hurst, says one of the major parties will have to work with the Greens.
Basically what the Greens have done is raise the threshold of risk for both Liberal and Labor. They've raised the risk for Labor that if David Bartlett persists in advising the Governor or tries to advise the Governor, that the Governor should call on the Liberals' Will Hodgman to form a new government and is asked do they have the support, he will not be able to say, well, the Greens are going to back them come what may. The Greens have reserved their position and therefore the only way Labor could guarantee the advice that the Liberals could enjoy the support on the floor of the Parliament is if they themselves do it. In effect, sit on the cross benches and allow the Greens to become the official opposition and the Liberals the minority government. That's so improbable, I don't think anyone believes it's likely to happen, least of all, I suspect, Government House. And that then means that for the Liberals, the likelihood is now, is that I think it always was, that the Bartlett government would be recommissioned as the new minority government. And if the Liberals want to take it off Labor, they really are going to have to negotiate with the Greens.
But the Premier has indicated that yesterday he went to Government House and told the Governor he thinks Will Hodgman should form a minority Liberal government. How unusual would it be for the Governor to go against the advice that David Bartlett, the Labor leader, the caretaker Premier, has given him?
Well, it's highly unusual, but it does happen. And we've had it a few times in Tasmania where the Premier has been told that the Governor would have to ignore certain advice if the Premier tried to offer it. In most cases, I believe, the Premier of the day would not offer the advice that was likely to be ignored. And that may well be the case with Premier Bartlett this year.
Both the Liberal and Labor parties have worked with the Greens in the past. There was a Labor-Green accord in the late 80s, and the Liberal government continued on in minority with Green support in the 90s. But after dealing with the Greens, both parties went into opposition at the next election, and political analyst Richard Herr believes that's why both parties are declining to do any deals with the Greens now. Tasmania's Governor Peter Underwood says he hasn't made a decision yet, and he has 6 more days to make up his mind.
Felicity Ogilvie in Hobart.